The latest check on the Defense Department's push to full audit readiness uncovers a bit of a domino effect of problems. The Government Accountability Office says DOD didn't follow a plan to improve how it tracks contract payments. Asif Khan's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at GAO. He says because the Pentagon missed some of those steps, it's dealing with even more problems that could keep the agency from meeting an important deadline. Asif, it's good to have you on the program as always. We start where we often do, which is for the folks that don't follow this every day like you do. We've got an alphabet soup and we've got some terminology here I'd like you to explain. First of all, to get to audit readiness, the Defense Department has FIRE, F-I-A-R, guidance, Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness. Tell me what that is and why that's important to understand in the context of what you're reporting on here.
Thanks, Francis. It's great to be on the show again. The FIRE plan was established in the mid-2000s, and then the latest version of the FIRE plan that is being followed by the DoD components was in its latest form established in 2009. That's the overall strategy and a management tool how to track the progress of the different DoD components. The FIRE guidance goes hand in hand with the FIRE plan. The intent of the FIRE guidance is so that the FIRE plan is followed consistently by all the DoD components. The FIRE guidance goes at a very granular level of how each of the steps in the audit readiness needs to take place. Also, the important point to remember about the FIRE guidance and methodology that it's consistent with the requirement of the generally accepted accounting principles and the professional auditing standards. So it's very important to remember that each of the steps have to be taken in order to meet these standards.
So the next point of interest is the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, DFAS, and you write in this report they're responsible for processing and paying nearly $200 billion a year in contract payments to vendors that do business with the Department of Defense. You looked at their Contract Pay Financial Improvement Plan, FIP. So we have a DFAS FIP, Asif, that we're dealing with here.
Correct. I mean, just by way of background, this report really covers three very important areas. Like you have identified, DFAS is a service provider, provides accounting services to all the DoD components. So it really is very pivotal in DoD components audit readiness as well as overall DoD audit readiness. The second important element of this report is contract pay. Like you've identified, DFAS processes and disperses nearly $200 billion annually. So it's a large amount of money, plus this contract pay originates in the components. So it's very important for the components to have assurance that the right amount of money is being dispersed and they are provided information back to update their general ledger.
Please finish.
No, then the final one was audit readiness. This just shows that how critical it is for DoD as a service provider to make sure that it follows all the steps in the FIRE guidance to become audit ready, because other components are relying on their audit readiness steps.
And that's the domino effect that I alluded to in the beginning of our conversation, Asif. So I see this is a case of good news and bad news, I think. The good news, you write, DFAS recognized the importance of implementing a FIP, a financial improvement plan, to improve its contract pay processes, systems, and controls, and perform steps required by the FIRE guidance. The bad news part of this is, you write, GAO found DFAS didn't fully implement the steps required by the FIRE guidance. And so I guess it begs the question, and maybe this is a rhetorical question and not even one you can answer, but why have the guidance in the first place if it's not going to get followed? It kind of defeats the purpose of having it, I suppose.
I think this is a point we had discussed earlier on. I think the DoD is trying to meet with the timeline of the 2014 SBR audit readiness. So there is this great eagerness to be able to meet that timeline, and because of that, some of the important steps have not really been taken. And that's one of the points we have highlighted in this report, that it's very important to take the FIRE guidance steps instead of focusing on the timelines.
There are three important parts of this that you highlight in particular. You cite, as you say, numerous deficiencies in the implementation of the Contract Pay Financial Improvement Plan. I want to hit the highlights and maybe ask you then to tell me a little bit about each of them. The first, DFAS didn't adequately perform certain planning activities as required by the FIRE guidance. The second, performing required testing of its contract pay controls, processes, and balances. And then the third, DFAS didn't provide adequate documentation to support that it had remediated all of the identified control deficiencies DFAS stated had been corrected. Now, I'm going to interpret these, and please correct me if I'm interpreting them incorrectly. It didn't plan the way that it was supposed to. It didn't test the way that it was supposed to. And then it didn't have documentation to show that it had made whatever changes it was supposed to make. Did I get it?
Yes. I mean, there were shortcomings in all these three elements that you have mentioned. Essentially, the first one is the major one because they didn't perform the risk analysis correctly. That really meant that their financial improvement plan was incomplete. They did not consider the inputs from the components. They didn't reconcile back to their general ledger the components, the Army, Navy, and Air Force. And they did not consider the output. By that, I mean they did not reconcile to the Treasury to make sure that the funds that should have been dispersed actually did get dispersed. And the other one was that some of the testing they had done was incomplete or not done accurately. That primarily pertained, the one that concerned us was to their IT testing application and general controls. And then finally, some of the remediation activities that DFAS says that it's going to take, we're unclear whether they have been made before the audit is going to take place or not.
Asif Khan of the Government Accountability Office is my guest, and I certainly am not an expert in this area. You know this material inside and outside, Asif, but you and I have discussed some of these issues before, and we'll talk about the recommendations in just a moment, but I think what I find troubling as I read this particular report and considered what you're expressing in this report and in our conversation about this domino effect concept that I discussed earlier, what is troubling is the SBRs are due in just a couple of months. I mean, the time is of the essence here. And those SBRs will be very important to hitting the 2017 deadline for audit readiness. What's troubling is this doesn't sound very good. These sound like serious substantive issues that are important to getting to these deadlines. And despite the confidence of the Department of Defense that they're going to hit them, I'm not sure how one could objectively share their optimism. Should I be as skeptical and should I be as concerned where I in DOD as I am on the outside looking in, do you think?
This is definitely what we have seen, not only the DFAS contract pay audit readiness, but some of the other recent work we have done shows that the timeline is going to be very difficult to meet. At least it's not going to meet with the intent of what the National Defense Authorization Act had laid out, that it should be, DOD's focus should be correcting the systems and processes so that this is going to be a sustainable process, which also impacts DOD operations. The intent of the NDAA was not that they just meet audit the financial statement, complying with the financial statement audit report, but also have good operational impact as well. So seeing that the service providers are pivotal to processing the information and which on which the other components are going to rely, so this is going to impact the timeline.
And you make a good point, and we've spoken about this enough, I guess, that you can anticipate my questions almost, Asif. And that is, on the other side of that coin is, how necessary or substantive or hard, I guess, are the 2014 and 2017 deadlines if we see that maybe they're met, but they can't be sustained, as you already alluded to, or if they aren't met, but maybe we get to SBRs in 2015 or 16, and we get to audit readiness in 18 or 19, that's still better than the timeline that we've seen throughout the years, which is that the deadlines routinely have been ignored, where nobody even really pays any attention at all. I do have a sense that from all of your work and from the conversations I've had with people inside the Pentagon, that at least there is movement. At least there is successful work being accomplished. Milestones are being hit, maybe not to the timelines everybody would like, but things are happening.
Right. I'll take your last point first. I mean, there has been a lot of movement. There is a momentum building within DOD's financial management community to really take action on their audit readiness. So that is a very important point to remember. And as we have discussed before, DOD is a large and complex organization, so it is going to take some time to do it right. The other point about deadlines, my read of the National Defense Authorization Act, the FY 2013, that Congress does provide DOD flexibility in terms of the timeline. They have said that if DOD does not feel that they will be able to meet any of their timelines, they should report that to Congress and come back with an alternate timeline. DOD has not taken up that option at this point in time. There's still a few months left. There may be a realization that they may not be able to undergo an SBR successfully. They may come up with an alternate timeline, or they may decide to go in and see what the results are going to be of these audits.
Because my sense of the 2017 deadline is that the Pentagon, and my understanding is from Secretary Gates to Secretary Panetta to now Secretary Hagel, take that deadline very seriously from the top down, and that has permeated the defense financial community, where the 2011 deadline, which was the previous deadline for audit readiness, the emphasis was not there, and it's understandable. There were other priorities, of course, in the decade previous to 2011, in the Department of Defense. Audit readiness wasn't necessarily a very high priority, but there's an urgency that I at least see and hear about that I wonder if you also see. It sounds like you do.
No, we very much see that. I mean, that's the two-edged, double-edged sword, that deadlines are important in terms of hold people accountable to have a sense of urgency. At the same point, you reach a point where you have to realize that this deadline is not going to give you the intended result, that you may be putting a lot of energy and resources in, which you might as well wait to space the work out so that you may be able to do it better and more efficient.